KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Getting great Wi-Fi coverage in every area of your home can be a challenge. Hi, it's Jill from Marnie Elkhorn. Customers tell us that their Wi-Fi works great in some areas, but struggle to reach the smart TV or game system in the basement or upstairs. Our smart managed Wi-Fi system solves this issue. It will cover your home with the Wi-Fi you need, where you need it. Today, if you sign up for our managed Wi-Fi, you'll get 2 months free. Let your Wi-Fi be our issue to solve. Contact us to get started. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection.
And starting off with some high school softball and baseball scores for you from last night in a softball play. Games involving Hawkeye 10 conference teams. It was Red Oak 7-6 over Abraham Lincoln in 8 innings of play. Shenandoah 17-8 winner over Sydney. Western Iowa conference teams in action. Audubon 11-7 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Carroll topped IKM Manning 5-1 and Riverside a 16-6 winner over Griswold. Rolling Valley play, Cam 18-0 over Whiting. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 7-1. Glidden Ralston a 14-8 winner over Arweva. Corner conference play, it was Fremont Mills over Missouri Valley 5-4 in 8 innings of play. And in Pride of Iowa conference action, it was Southeast Warren 10-0 over Grandview Christian. Wayne beat Twin Cedars 10-0. West Central Activities conference play, Mount Air 3-1 over Earlham, and Earlham topped Mount Air 10-6. And at the Orient-Maxburg tournament, it was Melcher-Dallas 14-5 over East Union. Nottoway Valley beat Orient-Maxburg 11-3, and Orient-Maxburg topping Diagonal 17-7. In baseball play last night, games featuring Hawkeye 10 teams saw Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 12-2, St. Albert 16-1 over Fremont Mills. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Audubon picking up a big win as they knock off the 5th-ranked Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders by a score of 2-1. Woodward Granger, an 11-3 winner over IKM Manning. Rolling Valley play, it was Glidden Ralston with a 6-1 win over Arweva, and West Harrison topped Exira EHK 5-0. Corner conference, East Mills over Orient Maxburg 28-0. And in Pride of Iowa play, it was Central Decatur 9-6 over Des Moines Christian. Clark beat Lennox 7-6. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Albia 20-3. Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley 13-0. And Southeast Warren was a 21-3 winner over Melcher Dallas. That's a look at your high school softball and baseball scoreboard from last night. We plan to have baseball for you tonight here on the radio. The varsity start times have been changed for both the Atlantic baseball and softball games tonight. They'll play varsity contests first now at 5:30 with JV to follow if possible. There is a chance of some rain perhaps moving into the area later today, so they're trying to get those games in before that would be the case. And we'll have coverage for you tonight to that Atlantic Clarinda baseball game here on the radio. And we'll have it here for you on AM 1220, FM 101.1, audio online as well at KJN.com, streaming as always. And we'll have live video over on our KJN TV page of that ball game here tonight as well. So join us for high school baseball, Atlantic and Clarinda. Also in Major League Baseball notes, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and Union Head Tony Clark reached a framework that could lead to an agreement that would start the pandemic-delayed season on July 19th or 20th. Manfred flew to meet with Clark and worked out the framework at a Scottsdale hotel. Each team would play 60 games and players would get full prorated pay, about 37% of their salary. The wildcard round would expand from 2 games to 8 best-of-3 series this year, and the designated hitter would be used in all games for the first time. In NCAA news, the NCAA Division I Council approved a plan to allow college basketball players to start working with their coaches for the first time since the pandemic wiped out March Madness. The summer access period for men's and women's players will begin July 20th. The NCAA also announced the expected approval by the council of an extended preseason model for football teams. And the council introduced a legislative proposal to create a path for schools to transition straight from Division III to Division I, paving the way for St. Thomas of Minnesota to make that jump as soon as next year. And the University of St. Thomas has NCAA support now for that Minnesota school's bid to move its athletic programs directly from D3 to D1. The NCAA's Division I Council announced that St. Thomas can make a formal request and waive reclassification rules. Currently, a 12-year process with a stop in Division II is required. The NCAA will vote by April on a proposal to alter those rules to allow any Division III school to move directly to Division I. St. Thomas will be ejected from its Division III league after the 2020-21 school year for competitive reasons. Utah guard Bo Gack has decided to transfer to Minnesota to play his last two seasons of college in his home state. The 6'6" native of Austin, Minnesota, was second on the Utes in scoring as a sophomore last season with an average of 10.7 points per game. He became the third player in Utah program history to post a triple-double with 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists against Mississippi Valley State on November the 8th. Gock is one of three transfers who've chosen the Gophers this offseason, joining center Liam Robbins from Drake and forward Brandon Johnson from Western Michigan. Iowa State was one of the schools that Gock had narrowed down to his final four before choosing to head to Minnesota. The rate of positive coronavirus tests in the Orlando, Florida area has been soaring in recent days. The NBA hopes that doesn't matter. After spending weeks putting together an elaborate series of health and safety protocols, the NBA and the NBA Players Association believe they have done what is necessary to keep the 22 teams and others who will be part of the season restart at the Disney campus near Orlando next month safe and healthy. NHL players won't be expected to wear full face shields if games resume this summer amid the pandemic. Negotiations between the league and the Players Association have focused on testing and other off-ice safety precautions. Because players are expected to be tested daily, there isn't expected to be additional on-ice equipment required for practices and games. The Southern Heritage Classic has canceled the September 12th game scheduled between Tennessee State and Jackson State in the first known Division I cancellation because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is the second cancellation in 3 years for the Southern Heritage Classic, which is played at the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium in Memphis. The 2018 game was called due to weather. Major League players have committed $1 million to support minor leaguers whose leagues appear unlikely to start this year because of the pandemic. MLB and the union are trying to reach an agreement to start the big league season in empty ballparks, but minor leagues don't have large broadcast contracts and have not announced any plans to take the field. It wasn't quite the post-position trainer Barclay Tagg wanted for Tis the Law. Still, it wasn't far off for the colt, who on Wednesday was made the early 6-5 favorite for the Belmont Stakes. Tagg was hoping the Florida Derby winner would land anywhere between spots 5-7 in the starting gate for Saturday's beginning of the reconfigured Triple Crown Series. Tis the Law drew the number 8 post in the 10-horse field and will be ridden by Manny Franco. Instead of concluding the Triple Crown, the Belmont is kicking off the series this year. It'll be run at a mile and an eighth. It's shorter than its usual grueling 1.5 miles, without spectators or owners at Belmont Park in New York. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.